Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes.
I'm Reba Haas.
We're talking about dating, online house hunt dating. And this is a live call-in show. I know. I still kind of get trip myself up on that one every time. You can reach us if you have questions toll-free at 866-712-1300, 866-712-1300, or you can tweet us at Team Reba. So give us a call, drop us a tweet. Love to talk with you.
Yeah.
So Reba, we were talking about kind of the best way to present your online profile.
Yeah, the do's and don'ts and everything. Yep.
So let's talk. You were talking about photos, and we know that a lot of photos are important.
Yes.
And what about the type of photo or the quality of the photo?
Well, I'm constantly amazed at the number of folks who don't audit their real estate agent's work. I'm not sure why that happens, but a recommendation that I would make for anybody listening is, no matter who you're working with, we have been working with professional photographers for over 11 years, and there have been rare cases where we have not used a professional photographer, and that's usually in the case of it's kind of a teardown or it's in such bad condition that the professional photos wouldn't help in any way.
Sure.
But the majority of the time, what we're trying to do is you've got to garner the interest of the person online to then actually physically go out to see the property.
Sure.
And they're going to want to have a fairly good idea of what they think they're about to go see.
Absolutely.
Right? And so that's another reason why, like, the 3D and some of the other videos and things that we're going to be incorporating is important to us, because we want to provide that experience that really helps people drill down to the best potential.
You want to be truthful about it.
Yeah, because you don't want to waste your time.
Sure.
Everybody's time is so tight nowadays. Yeah. And so it's meant to be a true service both for the public and the consumer and our clients, because we want to have the best qualified buyers coming into those homes too, right?
Yeah, otherwise you're just wasting your time.
Yeah, nobody wants to waste their time. So it's really important. So what gets me, you know, listeners, please, if you are working with agents, audit their work. There is nothing wrong with checking the quality. You know, do QA work with the person and what they actually put online for you, because you might be surprised sometimes what happens. Because not only is it sometimes they surprise you with, oh, wow, they only took cell phone pictures.
Right.
Oh, look, they didn't know how to orient the picture, so now your living room looks sideways. Or the front picture. Or, oh, what a strange angle to take of the house. Or, oh, put the toilet seat down, will you please?
Right.
You know, nobody wants to look inside of an open toilet.
Don't just take a picture of the toilet. I've seen that more than once.
Yeah, I know. In fact, actually, the other day, I would say on Thursday, even though I was in my class, I was still looking at, because I audit all the houses that I send out to my clients. And so I was going through the series of photos. And in one day, I saw the most open toilets than I have seen in years, just in one, you know, big slew of photos that I was going through. So it was multiple agents who just were like, nah, whatever, you know. And I just thought, who wants to put that out to the world? Like, you don't. One of the funniest pictures I've seen, though, is where apparently there was a naked guy in the bathroom and he was in the reflection of the mirror.
Oh, no.
And you're like, whoa, who missed that one?
Hopefully he wasn't the one taking the picture.
No, he wasn't. But it was like, oh my gosh, you know. So it was, sometimes you get some surprises. And if you're not auditing the work of yourself and having your client audit, we send the listings out to our clients and say, please review.
Yeah.
You know, because we try and do as much good work right up front, check the typos, everything. And because I got to tell you, the typos kill me too. Dinning. Oh, we're in the dinning room. Oh, wow. Who has some, you know.
I can't help myself when I see the descriptions. I pull out my pen. I want to make the corrections.
Oh yeah,
you know, because some of them are so bad.
I'm one of those people.
So what about that? You know, when you have to write a description of the home, it's got to be truthful, but it also has to be compelling.
Correct.
You want to get people to get in the car and come out and take a look. Well, so what are some tips for that?
Well, really, what we try and focus on is, what is the lifestyle, you know, what are you expecting the typical buyer of that property to be?
Sure.
What do they care about? So if it's, you know, if you're expecting it's in a bedroom community and someone's going to be commuting to a job that's maybe 30 minutes away, you want to talk about the amenities of maybe there's, you know, special access or park and rides, things of that nature.
Sure.
If there's Because you can't, there's lots of words we can't use. Like, you can't say family. You can't say this is a family-oriented neighborhood. That's big no-no. But you could talk about the number of local parks. Or
Physical facts.
Yeah, and entertainment.
Sure.
You can talk about, you know, what is the kind of life that somebody might have? And maybe a location is particularly relaxing because maybe it's on a lakefront or lakeside site where it's just calming the moment you walk in because it's this zen atmosphere. You know, you want to start thinking about those elements, or maybe there's special rooms within the house that provide a certain kind of experience for people.
I was just gonna say not only the description, but you can also use photos to depict that.
Yeah, absolutely.
For instance, I have a vacation rental cabins over on Hood Canal, and probably the best investment I ever put out there was $50 for some giant rope, and I put a big rope swing up. There's not a kid in the land that can walk past that rope
and not give it a go.
Oh, they
can't.
There's adults
who wouldn't pass that up. I wouldn't pass that up.
And so then, you know, I get all these repeat customers because the kids are saying, oh, please, 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 can we go back? It's the
You're
most fun
the
place
memories.
Ever. Absolutely.
That is absolutely it. And one of the things that we like to do is when we sit down with our clients, we interview them and ask them what were the things that they were endearing to them about the home.
Sure.
And they will often give us those wonderful special nuggets of what something meant for them, because maybe I see that it's a treed parcel, but I'm not thinking about what's living in those. And so sometimes when people will say, oh, well, we'll go sit out on our patio in the evenings.
Watch
and
the birds or the squirrels
the
or whatever
the
they are.
The birds that come through and the plantings in the yard, and it's just this wonderful ambiance. Or, you know, it's such a wonderful private place to enjoy when we want to do a wine tasting with our friends and they come over and we entertain. And there's just so many things that you can really try and touch on. And you're trying to get an emotional connection because people are emotionally affected by their living environment.
Sure, sure.
And their lifestyle. If I was, the descriptions that always get me is when it's just like, this 4-bed, 2-bath home is sitting in this cul-de-sac, but it's like, boring.
Right, yeah.
You know,
sorry.
What's compelling
about
that?
I just nodded off there for a minute. What did you say?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. It's like that person, I think they think they're working on their SEO or something, but it doesn't work that way. And then, of course, you have to keep in mind that, yes, using the photos to create that atmosphere and that compelling visual story, because everyone is really visual. We also only have 500 characters with which to try and convey that message in our local MLS. So having those photos help depict, you know, whether it's the beautiful layout of that kitchen that someone can see themselves cooking and entertaining and having people over for the holidays, whatever it is, that is phenomenal. In fact, actually, that's even part of, we mentioned in a prior show, how you can, through the holidays, still sell your home.
Sure.
And some of those videos even are an opportunity to show gatherings.
Absolutely.
And what a great space a place has for creating those environments,
you know, some
and memories.
Happy people all dressed in red, or, you know, all their festive colors and everything, or a fire going.
Yeah.
You know, fire in the fireplace.
Yeah, some of those videos that we saw created all of that. It was got my creative juices flowing. In fact, the night that I got back from that, I was supposed to do, I had a show. My band had a show on Saturday at Sam's Sports Bar. We actually have one coming up on November 7th up at Rockin' M Barbecue in Everett. But I got back in town, and I was so jacked up by this event, I couldn't sleep all night.
Good.
I just, like, my brain was on fire with all the things I could do. I was so excited.
That's the sign of a good seminar, you know, when you come away with all these ideas, and that the trick is to not let those go cold, but to actually work on
implementing. We're already working on them. Yeah. We're already implementing them. In fact, actually, you and I will be at an event on Thursday. On Thursday there is, so part of what is going to be, what we're talking about today is a city of Renton. So we talked about the East Lake community before. We talked about, you know, communities where Dick's Drive-In are at. So we're trying to bring in more neighborhood information. So Renton on Thursday, I'm on the board of directors for the Chamber of Commerce, and we have our business expo, big annual business expo, and it's at the Red Lion in Renton, and it's October 22nd, and it's running from 3 to 7 p.m. And if you're part of the community that wants to come in, or a business owner that wants to see what, you know, offerings there are for the community, business to business, or services for businesses, it's $10 for entry, but that also gets you, I believe, some drink tickets, and there's actually a food section.
Right.
And the Red Lion is putting on a big, I think it's a big, I heard seafood, but I also heard possibly Indian food. But there's also several of the local really great restaurants who are going to have kind of a
showcase some of
Brenton.
their
yep,
specialties.
Exactly.
And the Red Lion is right on the corner of Grady Way and Highway 167. Yeah,
correct. Yes. Okay. Just as it turns into Rainier.
Right in the middle of Renton and the head of the curve. Isn't that the logo now for Renton?
Yes,
used to be. Is that the old logo for
I
Renton?
I think they're still saying ahead of the curve.
Actually, lots of good things going on in Renton right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Southport development just got done announcing their 4-star hotel partner, which is the Hyatt Regency. We're really excited about
probably
that.
Probably be a few Seahawks hanging out there.
That's what we're hoping. It's 12 floors, and the 12th floor will be dedicated to the 12th fan.
Nice.
And they're going to have rooftop decks that'll have beautiful views over Lake Washington and actually Mount Rainier. And it's all right down by the landing. And if you haven't been to Renton lately, you would be just stupefied by the changes that are going on. The landing is a really outstanding kind of outdoor mall area. A lot of good shops, more restaurants coming in, coming, getting to capacity. And then Coulon Park is nearby there too. So, right. And the Renton downtown is also in a big initiative right now.
Coming along. It's all coming along. So,
And they also have a couple other things going on there right now. Right now, as many people might know, this is when the salmon are all coming back in. So they do have on the Cedar River, they usually have volunteers who are there helping point all this out. And they are also counting the salmon that are coming through. So you can go to the Renton Community Center, and they'll have signage that directs you down to where the volunteers are by the river.
Excellent.
And,
yes.
Yep. Yeah. And then, of course, we have Halloween coming up. So another Renton activity that's happening that's great for families is the Renton History Museum will have Tales That Go Bump in the Night. And it's spooky songs and terrifying tales with an excellent Northwest kind of storyteller and song singer, I guess. Her name's Ann Rutherford. And so that's on Saturday, October 31st from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. So it's 1 hour. And they also have, if you come in costume, then you have a chance to win some prizes and maybe one of her CDs with her stories.
Awesome.
Yeah. So a really fun little thing going on. And the address I should probably throw out there for that is 235 Mill Avenue South.
235 Mill Avenue South.
Yeah.
When we come back, more of Open House with Team Reba on 1300 KKOL. Stay tuned.
Got a question? Call it in. 866-712-1300.